Mansions of Madness expansion order in 2026, which box adds the best cases? Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Start with the base game. Add Streets of Arkham for broad city horror value, Horrific Journeys for travel settings, Path of the Serpent for pulp exploration, and Beyond the Threshold when a compact early expansion is available at a sensible price. Mansions of Madness expansions can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The group registers only owned content, chooses a realistic scenario length, and learns movement, explore, interact, tests, damage, horror, and mythos. The cabinet's test is whether an unseen app director rearranges rooms, clues, monsters, and tests, while investigators spend finite actions on incomplete information. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Mansions of Madness expansion should you buy? Start with the base game. Add Streets of Arkham for broad city horror value, Horrific Journeys for travel settings, Path of the Serpent for pulp exploration, and Beyond the Threshold when a compact early expansion is available at a sensible price. The first table job is simple. The group registers only owned content, chooses a realistic scenario length, and learns movement, explore, interact, tests, damage, horror, and mythos. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Mansions of Madness expansions, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. The free companion app is required. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the linked editorial sources. What does playing Mansions of Madness expansions actually feel like? The app hides the mansion's logic while players read rooms, clues, conditions, and each other. Play the recommended base scenario and let the app teach reveal timing before enabling expansions. Expert play is action economy under uncertainty. Investigate what can change the decision, not every object because it glows. The lasting hook is that an unseen app director rearranges rooms, clues, monsters, and tests while investigators spend finite actions on incomplete information. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: register only owned expansions in the app, sort map tiles by symbol, stage investigator cards, and keep monster bases readable. Teaching plan: choose a scenario length that fits the night and dim the room without making card text unreadable. Before cleanup, photograph map tiles, app screen, investigator cards, item and condition decks, monster figures, dice, clues, and the active scenario log. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Large expansions widen scenario and component variety. Small expansions are narrower and should be priced accordingly. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to scenario value, setting, investigators, monsters, tile utility, app integration, duration, availability, and storage burden. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read The Matrix as a table fit tool for Mansions of Madness expansions. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Mansions of Madness, second edition, the app-driven horror foundation. Add next Mansions of Madness, Streets of Arkham, a large Arkham City expansion. Only if Mansions of Madness, Horrific Journeys, travel horror scenarios and investigators. Stop Mansions of Madness, Path of the Serpent, jungle ruins and exploration-heavy scenarios. Stop Mansions of Madness, Beyond the Threshold, a compact early scenario expansion. The stopping rule matters. Scenario availability and duration vary by owned content. some older expansions can become overpriced when supply tightens. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Mansions of Madness expansions, edition, language, seller, included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. What is inside each purchase path, and what does each product change? Mansions of Madness, second edition, the app-driven horror foundation. This is the first complete experience in this guide. The free companion app is required. Mansions of Madness, Streets of Arkham, a large Arkham City expansion. Add it only after the table can explain why a large Arkham City expansion is the missing job. Scenario availability and duration vary by owned content. Mansions of Madness, Horrific Journeys, Travel Horror Scenarios and Investigators. Add it only after the table can explain why Travel Horror Scenarios and Investigators is the missing job. Some older expansions can become overpriced when supply tightens. Mansions of Madness, Path of the Serpent, Jungle Ruins and Exploration-heavy Scenarios. Add it only after the table can explain why Jungle Ruins and Exploration-heavy Scenarios is the missing job. Some older expansions can become overpriced when supply tightens. Mansions of Madness, Beyond the Threshold, a compact early scenario expansion. Add it only after the table can explain why a compact early scenario expansion is the missing job. Some older expansions can become overpriced when supply tightens. These are not interchangeable cartons. Each exact ASIN has one job in the collection: foundation, added player count, broader geography, deeper systems, or a specialist convenience. Product photos and official rules references are shown at reading size, so edition marks and included components can be checked before checkout. When a box is an expansion, its matching foundation remains mandatory. When it is standalone, owning the older game may still be useful, but it is not a rules dependency. That distinction prevents the two most common purchase failures: buying an expansion with nothing to expand and replacing a complete game with merely newer packaging. The edition name dependency and direct Amazon identity were checked together. Compatible and standalone are not synonyms. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy. Beginner, move with purpose. One investigator should not spend the night opening decorative drawers. Regular, share clue roles. Law, movement, combat, and interaction tests reward specialization. Advanced, budget the return trip. Exploration can create distance the finale punishes. Expert, read failure forward. A failed test often changes the board rather than merely losing progress. Debrief the clue the investigators should have followed sooner. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about scenario value, setting, investigators, monsters, tile utility, app integration, duration, availability, and storage burden. Community experience is synthesized in Puzzlewick's voice, never disguised as invented first-hand play or an anonymous quotation. A 3-session path from unboxing to confident play. Session 1, learn the loop. Play the recommended base scenario and let the app teach reveal timing before enabling expansions. Keep optional modules closed, play legal turns, and record only the rules questions that actually interrupt a decision. Session 2, remove friction. Use the setup photograph, assign component zones, and practice the share clue roles habit. The goal is a clean start and finish, not a more elaborate table. Session 3, earn the next layer. Apply budget the return trip and debrief the clue the investigators should have followed sooner. Only then decide whether the next product in the ladder solves a repeated limitation or merely extends the shopping phase. This schedule protects the reason an unseen app director rearranges rooms, clues, monsters, and tests, while investigators spend finite actions on incomplete information. It also gives a buyer enough evidence to return, wait, or expand without mistaking launch excitement for long-term fit. Mastery is 3 cleaner decisions, not 3 more boxes. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, choose a scenario length that fits the night and dim the room without making card text unreadable. Solo, mansions support solo by controlling multiple investigators. 2 investigators is the cleanest starting load. The invisible budget is a supported device, sorted tiles, app content registration, multiple decks, miniatures, long sessions, and a host who preserves atmosphere without hiding rules. That workload predicts whether Mansions of Madness expansions returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. The free companion app is required. Scenario availability and duration vary by owned content. Some older expansions can become overpriced when supply tightens. For Mansions of Madness expansions, Amazon review patterns were used as a secondary signal for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation failures. Ratings and isolated quotes are not frozen because listings merge and the useful signal is the repeated problem, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes an unseen app director rearranges rooms, clues, monsters, and tests, while investigators spend finite actions on incomplete information, is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions. Corrected before checkout, the app is not an optional timer. More investigators do not automatically mean more replay than better scenarios. All expansions should not be enabled before their components are sorted. This Mansions of Madness expansions record was checked July 30, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. Puzzlewick's publishing audit rechecks direct Amazon identity, while dated publisher sources preserve the rules and compatibility baseline for the next refresh. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Mansions of Madness expansion Streets of Arkham is the strongest general first expansion. Path of the Serpent is the best thematic pivot. Buy one at a time because each unlocks app scenarios, tiles, monsters, and investigators that deserve their own night. Before adding Mansions of Madness, Streets of Arkham, explain which repeated table problem it fixes and how that changes an unseen app director rearranges rooms, clues, monsters, and tests while investigators spend finite actions on incomplete information. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options, Mansions of Madness, second edition on Amazon, Mansions of Madness, Streets of Arkham on Amazon, Mansions of Madness, Horrific Journeys on Amazon, Mansions of Madness, Path of the Serpent on Amazon, Mansions of Madness, Beyond the Threshold on Amazon final verdict. Streets of Arkham is the strongest general first expansion. Path of the Serpent is the best thematic pivot. Buy one at a time because each unlocks app scenarios, tiles, monsters, and investigators that deserve their own night. Frequently asked questions. Which Mansions expansion should I buy first? Streets of Arkham for broad value. Does every expansion add scenarios? Content is integrated through the app. Verify the exact product and current scenario support. Can I play without the app? Second edition is designed around the app. Should I buy an out-of-print box at a premium? Only if its exact scenarios and components justify collector pricing. What is the safest first purchase for Mansions of Madness expansions? The app-driven horror foundation. Start with the exact edition linked in this guide, play it repeatedly, and add another box only when the table can name the missing experience. Should I buy every product in this Mansions of Madness expansions guide at once? Number the sequence is a stop-aware ladder, not a single cart. Buy the first complete experience, then let repeated play justify the next box.